Welcome or welcome back to another episode of Rose Tinted. I hope you're all having the best day today. I got a new mic, so hopefully this is sounding like better quality than before. It's actually like a tiny little mic instead of a big podcast one, because honestly, it's so annoying to have to get that mic out all the time. Obviously, I don't have like a podcast studio at this point, and probably not for a very long time. So to get all of that out and then put it away, maybe this is being lazy, but It stops me from being motivated to do the podcast, even though I will have so much I want to talk about. But just the thought of having to get it all out, I don't know, I'm probably sounding really lazy right now, but these little mini mics are so much better. A lot has happened since I last recorded a podcast. The last time I recorded a podcast, I was in my old house and I was talking so much about moving into this new house and being so nervous that it wasn't going to happen. For anyone that doesn't know, I was moving from Sussex to Cornwall, so a very big move, and now I'm here in Cornwall. I love it. We've been here since June. I did have some pre-recorded episodes I released recently, so if you're thinking, wait, you were just talking about moving, that's why. It was just recorded a while ago. I have been lazy with this. I'm really sorry. What I didn't know was the day that we moved here, Alex, my boyfriend, had ordered my engagement ring. I didn't find out about this until the 22nd of August when he proposed at the beach. It was a morning proposal and I actually didn't even think about this. I'm such a morning person that like I didn't even really like realize that not that many people get proposed to in the morning. And now that's come to my attention, I'm like, that's so true. But honestly, if you're a morning person, a morning proposal is so good, and I had no idea. So it was at a time that we were having really nice weather in Cornwall, and Alex said to me, like, we need to go for a walk and watch the sunrise on the beach. And there'd been times before where I had asked him to do that and he had been like, no, I don't want to, like, I don't want to have to get up, because in the summer you have to get up so early to go watch the sunrise, and he had said no. So I don't know how I didn't realize, like, wait, why is he now asking to do that? Because we love going for walks together, but normally I can't get him up that early for one. So I should have noticed, but I didn't. And that day we were going camping with all of my family. So I thought, like, he was just saying that we need to get the dogs out. They've got a long car journey. Let's just take them out. Like, it'll be a nice sunrise. I really didn't think much of it at all. So we were walking along the beach, and then on the beach we were on, you can kind of go up onto, I want to say rocks, but it's not a cliff because it's not that big, but it's like these big rocks. Like, you're very high above the beach when you go up on them. And I was doing a little vlog for TikTok, as I always do, and he was actually trying to get me to film in a different place, but I was like, no, like, I don't, like, I was like, this walk is only part of the vlog. Like, I just need like one little clip. And we set the camera up where I wanted to, of course, obviously, just like always doing whatever I want. And I set my camera up, I walk over and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And he goes, no, I've actually got something for you. And in my head I'm thinking, oh, he bought me a snack. I love a snack. He's bought me a little sweet treat. And then he pulled the ring out of his pocket. I was in so much shock, honestly. I was speechless. I was genuinely so speechless. I think getting engaged and the proposal was something that I had always thought about so much. Like, I would go on and on and on at Alex all the time, only because I knew that however much I went on at him, like, it wouldn't change his mind, like, if he was going to do it or not. I knew he would do it, like, when he wanted to. And I even said to him after, like, did you care they kept asking you? And he was like, no, I was always going to do it when I wanted to, and I knew that. But it was something I thought about a lot, something I talked about a lot. And what was so weird was when it actually happened, I felt so unprepared. And not that you need to be prepared for a proposal, but I had never actually thought how I would really feel in the moment when he's down on one knee in front of me. He had to remind me to say yes, and he was like, say yes then. And I was like, yes. But honestly, you just don't actually think about how you'll feel. And I have always said, I want a proposal on my own, or just the two of us. Actually, the girls were there, my two dogs, which made me so happy, but I always knew I didn't want anyone else around me. And I really feel like this is such an important thing to know or to discuss with your boyfriend, if you want other people there or not. Because if you're like on the fence, I would say obviously, if you know that you want other people there, like, that's great. Everyone wants something different, and I completely understand why people would want their closest friends and family around them at such an important time in their lives and be able to celebrate. But if you are kind of on the fence about it, I would say just do it the two of you and then go celebrate with everyone else after. Because like I said, in that moment, you are in so much shock. And I remember thinking, like, oh my God, am I acting happy enough? Like, am I acting like this is exactly what I want? Because of course it was. Like, everything about it was so perfect. The way he'd done it, obviously just him as a man, and I want to be with him for the rest of my life. The ring, everything was just so perfect. But I was so concerned that I wasn't showing how excited I was to him. And I think if I had had so many people there watching me, that pressure would have been like times a thousand. And then maybe I would have come across like I wasn't happy, which had been so not how I felt. My boyfriend was also, or my fiance, Alex, was also so awkward. He's so funny. He loves to buy gifts, but he hates to give them. So he was getting so awkward. And I was like having to be like, stop being so stupid. But it was just like, there was a little bit of like awkwardness with it, even though he is someone that I could literally do anything in front of. And I mean anything. It's just a very intense situation that you actually really don't know how you're going to feel until you're in that moment. And having an audience, I think, just adds so much pressure. Like, these people that have these public or people around them when they propose and they just act so perfectly, I'm like, wow, you've done so well. Because honestly, it is the most shocking thing ever. So that's how it all happened. For anyone that doesn't follow me on TikTok or Instagram, which you should, by the way, my ring is a trilogy or an oval trilogy. So I did tell him what I wanted, even though there's many I'd seen that I really loved, but I knew this one was one that I felt it was quite classic. And I said, at the end of the day, that you choose what you want. He used to work in a jeweler's. And I knew that whatever he would choose, I would love. And he knows so much more than I do about this stuff. But the one ring that I kind of always went back to was an oval trilogy. So I really like it when the center stone is only slightly bigger. So the ones at the side are like not that much smaller. And that's what he got me. And it also has like a hidden halo, which I never expected. It's just the ring of my dreams, and I am so, so happy. Obviously, as soon as you get engaged, that's when all of the questions start. When are you going to get married? Where are you going to get married? What kind of wedding are you going to have? And we decided a very long time ago, there will be no wedding. And it's something that I feel very passionately about, is that I don't want a wedding. And I'm not saying I'm going to always feel that way. Maybe one day I'll change my mind. But the whole thing is, if I haven't had a wedding, I can do that in the future if I really want to. And honestly, I'm not even that bothered about getting married. I want to be married because of kind of the, like, when we get older, I think it's important for when, like, financial things. There is just so much pressure when it comes to weddings, and I think a lot of it gets taken away. So if you think about, what is a wedding? Why do we get married? And what is all of this about? And it's about two people. It's about the two people that are getting married. But weddings, I feel like, take away from that so much. And before I continue, I just want to say I'm so not against weddings. I have been to many weddings. My sister and Alex's sister both had very traditional weddings, and they were amazing. I had such an amazing day. I completely understand why people have weddings. And I think if that is what you've always dreamed of, then do it. It's so much fun. But I think if you don't want to do it, you shouldn't have to. And I feel like there's almost this pressure that people are like, I don't really know if I want this. And it's a very expensive thing to do if you're not fully into it. The reason for me and Alex was that we didn't like almost everything about a wedding for us, meaning we didn't want to be center of attention all day. He has always talked about how a speech would be like the worst thing he could ever possibly do. I've always said walking down the aisle would make me feel so uncomfortable, doing a first dance, just being the center of attention all day made us both feel really uncomfortable. Now, of course, this isn't how everyone's going to feel, but we really did feel that way. And especially with a wedding being about the two of you, and like thinking about like having like special moments during the day, but like in front of everyone, just made us feel so uncomfortable. And again, I haven't felt this way when I'm at someone else's wedding. It is just thinking about it being us. And I truly feel like we would not enjoy the day. We would be doing it for everyone else. And unfortunately, I don't have £20,000. Like, honestly, £20,000, I feel like is kind of just a very standard what people pay at this point. Like, I don't have that money to just pay for everyone else to have a good day. It is also a huge stress. And honestly, I would probably love it. I think it would be so fun to plan something like that. I think I would just be obsessed with it, decide I want to be a wedding planner. I would love it. And I think that would be so much fun. Like it would be so much fun to plan a wedding, but it also comes with a huge amount of stress. And if it's something you don't know of your love, it's not worth the stress. We discussed having a very small wedding. And even then, it was like, we didn't want people to be feeling left out. And there's always going to be someone that is going to feel left out in that situation. And another thing we both really agreed on is that we hate leaving people out. We hate that so much. And I wouldn't have a good time knowing that people that I genuinely cared about were going to have to be left out. Even to the point where we thought like, okay, let's sign the paper. We'll just have one person there. And we'll have one person each. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna have my sister. But then my boyfriend has three siblings. So he's like, well, how do I choose? And he's like, but if they were there, then I'd want this person there. And I was like, okay, well, if that person was there, I would want this person there. And it just became like, suddenly there was like 50 people. And I just really wanted to share this because I do think so many of us just get caught up in what we have to do, what we should do, what people expect of us. And sometimes you just got to kind of take a step back and be like, is this what I want? And I've done that with so many things in my life, kind of like moving so far away, moving to Cornwall. I've really taken like a step back and really thought about like, this is what everyone is always telling me that I should do. But is this what I actually want to do? I think so many people feel like they have to live near their parents for the rest of their lives or follow what their siblings have done. But when you actually take time to really work out what you want, that's when you live way more fulfilled life. Sometimes you take that step back and you find out that is exactly what you want to do. You do want to stay with your parents. You do want to do what your siblings have done. You do want to have the wedding. You want to do all of the things that people say you should do. And that's fine as long as that's what you truly want. But I do think it's so important to take that step back and really work out if that is what you want, because sometimes it's not. Now, there are definitely a couple of things that I do feel like I'm going to miss out on. And that is, one, getting a wedding dress. I have really thought about what wedding dress I would have for years. And I've been looking at wedding dresses on Pinterest for honestly like 10 years. And it's something I thought about for so long. So to think that I'm not even going to have the experience of like trying on dresses is sad. But at the same time, I think I would actually hate it. I don't think I would like how I would look. I would only want one with sleeves because I absolutely hate my tattoos, and I think I would just not have that much fun. You know when something is just so built up in your mind when you do it, it's like, oh, this is not what I thought it would be. This is not what I wanted. So I'm just going to really live through all of my friends when they go choose their dresses and just watch them have the best time, because I think that's kind of where I will get the feeling the most, even more than if I tried them on. And the other thing is, as much as I would hate walking down the aisle, I'm kind of sad I wouldn't have that, like getting walked down the aisle by my dad, even though he probably wouldn't enjoy that. But I just think like that's like just a nice thing to do. But it's not enough to have a wedding for me. The thing is, you don't just have to have a wedding to celebrate a proposal or to celebrate a marriage or whatever. You can do just a party, and that is probably something we will do at some point, like kind of an engagement party. One thing we are doing that is already booked, and I am so not looking forward to this. We're both like, we hate this, we don't want to do this, why are we doing this? But I'm forcing us. We're doing an engagement photo shoot, because this is probably the closest thing we will get to wedding pictures. And I do think when I'm old, I want to look back at them. I always think about when I'm old, and I think about like looking back at my life and when we have kids, when they get older. And I'm going to probably look very different when my kids are old enough to care about what I looked like on my wedding day or around that time. And I want them to be like, wow, look at mum and dad. And I think, even this is such a morbid thought, but even when I'm gone, I feel like the wedding pictures are the ones that they will save and they will have up of you. I don't know, that's such a weird thing to say and a weird reason to have photos, but you know what I mean. It's just we will be so grateful to have those photos, and we're going to do it at the place where Alex proposed. I'm so not looking forward to it, but we're going to do it, and we're going to celebrate this proposal because I am genuinely so happy. We are engaged and here's my fiance. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is changing your name. Another thing that you should do and is expected of you that I am like, is this what I want? And I promise you, I'm not trying to rebel against every single expectation of me. I really don't care. Like, I don't need to rebel against things. I don't need to. It's just genuinely choosing what I want, and it's not always the standard that people would expect. It has obviously always been expected that a woman takes a man's last name, and it has been this way for many, many years. But I feel like as a society, we have come a long way. Definitely not as far as we need to, but we've come a long way. And I don't think we necessarily have to do this anymore. I had always assumed I would take my partner's, my fiance's, my husband's, whatever, last name. And it wasn't until I really thought about losing my last name that made me think, wait, I don't know if I want to do that, because your name is actually your identity. And people will say all the time, it's just a name. But it's actually really sad that I don't know who the Phoebe is with Alex's last name. Like, who is that? That's not me. And I feel like as women, we give up so much of our identity when we have kids, and just so much is expected for us to kind of give up of ourselves. I don't know if I want to give up my last name. I don't even love my last name. It's just, it is who I am. It's who I've always been. I don't have any brothers, so the name kind of would have died with us, me and my sister. Well, my sister actually double-barreled her name, but she's not having kids. But I don't even care about carrying on the name. It's more just for me, like, this is who I am, and is, do I want to change my name? And that's kind of one of the things that's stopping me from just signing the paper. And I just really don't think we should be expected to take someone's last name. If you want to do it, fine. The reason I would is because Alex has told me he would like me to take his last name. He says it's completely up to me, but if he had the choice, I would take his last name. He feels like it really is more like a family to all have the same last name, which I do agree on. And I do want the same last name as my kids. But then this makes me think, and again, I'm really not trying to be I am a feminist, but I'm not trying to be like someone that is just rejecting everything that is normal and trying to be this like angry feminist. Not at all. Like, I am fine with traditions. I'm just thinking more like what I actually want, because we do have the choice. Because the other thing that just annoys me so much is when you have a child, they automatically have the man's last name. But what did they have to do to make that child? And being a father, like being a dad, when that baby comes, I understand, comes with so much. But to actually make that baby, what does a man have to do? It's a couple of seconds. What does a woman have to do? 9 months, their whole body completely change. The things women go through, the risk, you literally put your life at risk. There is always a risk when you're pregnant. The risks you go through to bring this child into the world. For 9 months, everything about you is completely changed. And some women say that they never feel the same again. And then the child just gets a man's last name. Like, that's not right. That's really not right. But in our case, our kids almost definitely will have Alex's last name, because it's really kind of a new thought for me. It's just kind of something I've been thinking about more recently, and isn't something like a core value of mine where I feel like this is so wrong. It's wrong when I think about it, but at the same time, I've kind of always assumed my kids would have the last name of their dad, and I would too. So I think our kids will definitely have Alex's last name, but I just don't know if I will. I have friends who are engaged and not married, and they definitely intend to change their last name, but my best friend has kids who are 5, and they're probably not going to get married for a little while. And it really doesn't bother her. She says she doesn't mind that they have different last names. I'm not gonna lie, I don't love my boyfriend's last name. But like I said, I really don't love mine either. So that doesn't really come into it. And it's also just such a pain to have to change your name. that rhymed. But there's so much you have to do. And anytime you're, if you think when you apply for a loan, when you set anything kind of official up, you have to put like if you had a different name before, and it just seems annoying. And I'm like, do I really care to change my name? That is a question for me, but that is something I want more people to think about. I want more people to think, is this what I want? And not just about the name, about the wedding, about every big life decision, you really need to think, is this what I want, or is this what I'm being told that I want? Is this what I'm being told I have to do or I should do? And like I said before, it is completely fine if you do want to do these things. You don't have to make some big statement, and that is not what I'm trying to do. I know I've said this a few times already, but I'm not trying to make a big statement and reject everything that people do. Not at all. I'm so happy to do traditional things and do what is expected of me when I feel like that is something that I align with and that makes me feel like that's the right thing for myself. But at the same time, I think we do need to think about every single big life decision and really work out if we want to do it the same way that is expected of us or if we want to do it differently. And you really do have the power in your life to do whatever you want. Of course, with things like weddings, this has to be a decision that you come to with the person you are marrying. So hopefully you'll be on the same page, but it's definitely something where you have to just remind yourself, like, is this what I want? And just take some time to think about it. There's no rush. I was going to get into lab grown and natural diamonds, but honestly, I've been speaking for so long and I think we've kind of got the point of the podcast, and that was just like a little something extra I was going to talk about, but I don't even have that much knowledge on diamonds. So we're going to leave this here. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. It means so much that you listen to this podcast, you choose to listen to it, whatever you're doing. I hope you all have the best day, and I'll speak to you all in the next episode. Bye.